Gateway, and I'm going to HEBREW. Hang with me. Don't type as fast as I need to. I've seen people use their phones, they type like crazy, and I just not geared that way in texting or anything. I go slow. Everybody say slow. That doesn't mean something's wrong with you, it just means you got it together. Amen. So somebody says, well, you're slow. Well, I got it together more than you do. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's pray. Amen. So pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I open my heart and I open my ears. And I expect you to speak to me and minister to me right where I am. My ears are open and my heart is ready for what you have for me today. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, we just thank you for your word today. We ask you, Lord, speak to us, minister to us right where we are. We just give you all the praise and the thanks right now. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing today to communicate properly. Lord, let it be communicated well so that we can grab hold of this and run with it. Because, Lord, you want us to run in your victory, run in your glory. But you run in faith, seeing great things come to pass. And Lord, we just thank you for it. And we give you praise right now in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Give your neighbor a high five and you can be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all were greeting before church. I know you're going to greet after church. So hang on. Amen. Let's get into this. Amen. Everybody say it with me. Say, my future is so bright. I got to wear shades. Amen. You know, your future is bright. I think a lot of people, they identify with a lot of stuff. I read an article this morning about identification from Mark Hankins, and it was so good. It's got me excited. And then that word of the Lord came about what was on the inside of me like that. You know, God will move that way. Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, the Lord says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for your misery and destruction so that you die early." Is that what it says?
No.
I got plans for you, for your welfare. You ought to study that in a couple different translations. Welfare is a big word. And we're not talking about, you know, a card so you can go get free groceries. We're talking about blessings. Amen. You study these Hebrew words out, it'll rock your world. Amen. God's a good God. The devil's a bad devil. God's got plans for your welfare, your blessing, and your peace. Not for evil. He wants to give you hope and all that is to come and your final outcome all the way to the end. Amen. Everybody say it again. Say, my future is so bright. I got to wear shades. I left my sunglasses in the car. I put them on. Amen. My future's so bright. I just got to wear shades because God's good. Hey, today was so nice to open the sunroof up, you know, and let the light come in the car this morning. And as it came in, it's like everything lit up in the car. And all I could think about is how good God is. His beauty, His goodness surrounds you at all times. You know, there's a lot of people in this world who live without hope, who live without purpose. But as a believer, how many of you know we have hope? We have purpose, right? Amen. And what is it again? Say it with me. My future. Come on, I can't hear you. My future is so bright, I gotta wear shades. Amen. Say it again. My future is so bright, I gotta wear shades. Amen. Amen. I played that song too this morning. Future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. Amen. You know, I tell you, you gotta look at things right. You know, on purpose we do certain songs because I think songs ought to demonstrate faith and speak faith. Amen. And I'll just say this. You ought to pay attention to what you listen to because some worship songs aren't God. They're filled with emotion and unworthiness. You've been made worthy. How dare you slap God in the face and tell Him you're not good enough for me. There's a lot of songs out there that aren't anointed because they're not Bible-driven. Amen. We pick songs when we sing on Sunday for a certain reason. Because you need to be encouraged in your faith. Everybody say encouraged. Amen. some things I refuse to sing. Amen. You need to be encouraged. You know, Hebrews 11:1, and I just wanted to read this to you this morning because it's going to get into where we're going today. But Hebrews 11:1, we know that faith is the substance of things what? The evidence of things what?
Not seen.
Not seen, right? In fact, say it with me. Say faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Well, you know, in the Message Bible, listen to this. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them above the crowd. Faith, the fundamental fact of existence, is our faith. How many of you know you've been given the what measure? You've been given a measure of faith, right? It's up to you to develop that. God's not going to slap you on the head and cause you to have more faith. You can't sit and beg God to increase your faith. You have to develop your faith. You develop it by believing Him, trusting in Him, speaking your faith. Amen. When we read Mark 11:23, 24, and 25, you know, if you go through all that, you got to read what happened before. What happened before was they were marching into town, remember? And Jesus cursed the fig tree. I don't know about you, but if I was following somebody and just all of a sudden stopped, started talking to a tree, I'd be a little questionable. I think this dude's lost his noodle. But he did it. And don't you know they were all watching him? All of them were. And they went on into town. But when they came back the next day, Peter, Lord, look, that tree died. It's gone. It's shriveled up from the roots. And don't you know Jesus is just waiting for old blabbermouth to talk. He said, now, boy, and I'm just paraphrasing it, but it, you know, but because it's so simple, yet we're the ones that make life so hard. Let me say that one more time. That kind of went over your head. We're the ones who make life hard. It's so simple. Jesus stopped everything. Now, boys, listen to me. Just as I spoke to this tree and it shriveled up and it's died, you can speak to your problems and your circumstance. Amen. He made it clear as the nose on your face. And a lot of people get hung up on stuff like that. Don't understand it. So you've got to develop your faith. I love what that one preacher said. Some people don't have enough faith to believe God for a BB. Because we're waiting for something instead of acting on something. Boy, you know, if the woman with the issue of blood sat around and waited in church all day, I'm just waiting for the Lord to touch me. You got to act on it. You got to get excited about it. If it works, you'll act like it.
Amen.
Amen. Do you get in your car and just sit there and pray, Lord, please start my car. Please start my car, Jesus. Lord, please put my car in gear. In fact, Jesus, take the wheel. Drive for me. No, you have to act. Nowadays, we don't have keys anymore. We have a little fob. You know, the other car we got in our garage, I have a key, an old-fashioned key. You can smell the gasoline when you crank it. That's a good feeling. Amen. I love fossil fuel. Put that key in there and pump it a little bit. And buddy, when everything comes on, the whole garage shakes. The seat rumbles. And you can feel it moving in your body. And there's something about it. It's like, yes, sir. I acted in faith. I put the key in, I turned the ignition, and there it is. You know, Oral Roberts had a message. He talked about you put a quarter in the Coke machine, you pull the lever, out comes a Coke. Amen. Not a trickle. Oh, I'm trying to remember how he said it. Not a trickle, not a stream, but a river and a flood.
What are you believing for? See, it's up to you to develop your faith. My future's so bright, man. I have to put shades on because my God is that good. Amen. What Brother Shambach always say? You don't have any problems, my brother and sister. All you need is faith in God. You need to shake yourself off from the mully grubs of this world and this life and begin to believe God for who you are and what you have. Amen. Amen. It belongs to me. It belongs to you. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The Amplified even reads differently than that. The Amplified says this. It says, this is from a classic edition. It says, now faith, everybody say, my faith. My faith, say it again, my faith. My faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. That's almost like a song out of the way that rhymes. Amen. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That's why we say, I'm not moved by what I feel or see, I'm moved by what I believe. Amen. I tell you what, we can glorify our hurts and pain, or we can glorify what the Word says. I don't know about you, I want to identify with what His Word says. Come on, somebody shout amen. Amen. Somebody's getting it today. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, you getting this? Come on. Amen. Turn to him again and say, you need this. Now, don't hit them because they said that to you. All right. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Amen. My future is so bright, I got to wear shades. We told you last week that the word predict, that's a cool one, the word predict means to foretell, to tell the future or future event, forecast or what? Prophesy. Everybody shout prophesy. Amen. I think we don't spend enough time talking about how that word really translates into faith. But you know what? Jesus gave you a vision in your life if you accepted Him into your heart. He doesn't want you just sitting around wasting away until He comes. He wants you moving forward in faith. Amen. He wants your future to be bright. Amen. You know, my wife likes to get a fresh watermelon. We love those generic watermelons. They have no seeds. How many of you love those, right? You remember the day we used to spit out seeds? You know, some people like to put a little salt on their watermelon and eat that, and there's sweetness to it. Watermelon seeds produce watermelons. Your faith will produce victory in your life if you learn how to speak. Learn how to speak His Word. Learn how to believe Him. Trust Him for things. Amen. You know, Genesis 1, chapter verses 11 and 12 teach us that a seed produces after its own kind. The future of that watermelon seed is within it. You have that seed of faith in you. Your future is within you. Amen. Who gave you all your giftings and talents? God did. James chapter 1, right? Are there every good and perfect thing comes down from the Father of lights, chapter 1, chapter 2 there. He gave you all those things. It's up to you to develop and grow in it. Amen. God did that. Corn produces corn. Peaches produce peaches. Oranges produce oranges. You have the ability within you to do and be whatever you want. The key that makes you successful in all your ventures in life is that you follow after the Master. You follow after God. If you do that, you'll be happy and blessed all the days of your life. Can you shout amen? Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 again. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, not for evil, to give you hope. Everybody say, I have hope. Amen. Amen. I have hope in what God's doing for me. Hope in my final outcome, because God's good to me. Amen. I don't have the scripture. I thought about it this morning when I was reading. But, there's a scripture in the book of Psalms, and I think it was the Voice translation, but even in your old age, I'll be with you and bless you. Amen. Woo! even in your old age. One translation says you'll not be weary or feeble, because my blessing is upon you. Y'all believe that for yourself? Well, I don't know about that. You know, them doctors cut me from my belly button all the way around on my back. Look like a mud flap on the Mack truck. What are you believing for? Listen to yourself talk. What you say, you are identifying with. I don't know about you, but I can move. I can run. I went and cleared the whole sidewalk, 8 inches of ice. Picked it up. It is heavy. Every time I picked up one of those big chunks of ice, I said, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. And, I need to do that kind of stuff. It helps me. I got to work on my muscle tone. But the more you do it, you know, every time I picked up a piece of ice, I just said, thank you, Jesus. You gave me muscles. Glory to God. Whew. Amen. Y'all heard Brother Hagin tell that story about after he was on the deathbed, how he went out and he was going to pull weeds for this farmer. And they all made fun of him because he was puny. But what did he do? He put feet to his faith. He went out there and worked. He put feet to his faith and put his money where his mouth was and said, thank you, Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He pulled up more weeds than any of the other boys that were out there working. He was tired, but you got to start where you're at. Are you listening to me? You got to start where you're at. Amen. Predicting your future or having your future so bright that you got to wear shades. It's a simple thing for all of us. You can't just commit your life to something. You need to commit it to the Lord so He can move in your life. Amen. The Bible tells us here in Job chapter, this is where we stopped last week, and I got to hurry. The Bible says in Job chapter 22, verses 21 and verse 25 and verse 28, the Lord, and this is for us personally, acquaint now yourself with Him. What does it say in parentheses here? It says what? Agree, say that with me. Agree with God. Show yourself to be what? Conform to His will. Where do we find the will of God? In the Word. Well, if I'm going to conform or identify with something, I need to identify with the will of God for my life. His will is His Word. I'll say it again. You say, I've heard that before. I know, but do you believe it? What are you identifying with? Listen to yourself talk. When you look in the mirror, what are you saying about you? Because see, the Bible says you're God's masterpiece. Don't put Him down by saying things that don't belong to you. I am what this Word says I am. I have what this Word says I have. What's in here belongs to me. I'll live and not die. I'll run and not be weary. Amen. That's what the Scriptures say in Isaiah. Acquaint now yourself with God, with Him. Agree with God. Show yourself to be conformed to His will and be at peace. By that you shall what? Prosper. This is the Amplified Bible. But by that you shall prosper. And great what? Good. Everybody shout good. Good shall come to who? Me. Good will come to me. Amen. And he goes on, he says, and you make the Almighty your gold and the Lord your precious silver treasure. A lot of people put a lot of stock in a lot of things and not the Word. You need to put your stock in the Word. Amen. Even the Bible tells you how to make money. The Bible tells you how to invest. The Bible tells you how to do things in the kingdom. But we don't give stock to that. We want to look for some get-rich-quick scheme. But the book of Proverbs says there are no get-rich-quick schemes. Did you know that? It literally says that when you read it in the Voice translation. There are no get-rich-quick schemes. See, discipline in the Word is everything to your victory, to your outcome. What does He say? Acquaint yourself with Him. Agree with God. Show yourself to be conformed to His will. Be at peace. By that you shall what? Prosper. That word, you know, in the Hebrew, when you read this verse, it's everything. Everything belongs to you. Everything. Oh, make the Lord your gold, your precious silver treasure. But I really love verse 28. Notice what it says, because this is you prophesying your future. You shall decide and decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established for what? For me. That's the Bible. How many of you believe the Bible? I know there's somebody who's going to be so religious-minded, so denominational-minded, that they'll say, well, I don't believe that. But you're going to tell God you don't believe His Word? Well, you know what I answer to that when somebody gets that way and gets angry about something I say? Be it unto you as you have believed. Love you. I'm going to go on and keep being blessed. Amen. I want to go on and keep being blessed because this works. Everybody say it works. The word works. It works. Amen. For your faith to be to grow, you got to work it. You got to exercise it. The more I speak the word, the more my faith and confidence grows in Him. See, God's got to be the priority of your life. He's got to be, okay? So this morning, say it again with me. Say what? My future's so bright, what? Amen. Got to get that old risky business thing going. Mm-hmm. All right. My future's so bright, I got to wear shades. And it is bright. Let's talk about predicting your bright future this morning. This is just a simple faith message, but it's amazing to me how many people won't identify with the Word of God. They just won't. They won't do it. But you know what? Your future is bright, and your future is wonderful. But I'm going to tell you the number one thing you need to have in your life if you're going to see victory, number one, you need to have a vision. You need to have a vision for your life. Without a vision, you're just standing still, and life is passing you by. You need to have a vision for victory. You need to have a vision for your health and your healing. You need to have a vision for your finances. You need to have a vision for the car that you drive, for the things that you're doing. Amen. You need to have a vision for your life. I'll tell you the number one thing you need to have a vision about is your relationship with the Master. Because all those things, God don't mind you having things as long as things don't have you. Amen. You got to put Him first. You put Him first. I mean, what Jesus tells Matthew 6:33. What does He say? Seek ye what? The kingdom of God and His. And then all these things you're believing for and praying for, they'll be what? Added. Amen. You got to have a vision. Amen. That's why we talked at the first of the year about you having goals. Short term, long term, working towards a goal. That's faith in action. Working towards a goal is faith in action. You know, I looked at my list the other day. I've knocked off half of it already. I got to rewrite it. How about that? You got to rewrite your goals yet? Or is life just passing you by? How many of y'all been at a traffic light and have a good day at work? Amen. How many of you been at a traffic light before and somebody in front of you is not moving their car? What do you do? Man, you lay on that horn like you are large and in charge. Right? Oh, don't look at me like you're so perfect. How many of you done this before? Right? What is wrong with you? Get off your phone! Y'all done that before? You know, if you're sitting in the left lane at a traffic light and the light turns green and everybody else is passing you, you are disconnected. Same thing is true about your faith. Life will pass you by if you're not having a vision for God in your life. That's why you need to be in church. That's why you need to worship God, sing songs that promote faith. Amen. I love that song, Faith. I can move a mountain. Amen. Amen. See, without a vision, you're just standing still. Life's passing you by. You got to remember the Bible says in Proverbs 3:6, in all your what? Ways. All your ways, what are you supposed to do? Acknowledge Him. Acknowledge God. And what will He do for you? He will direct your paths. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
See, if you keep yourself close to God and committed to God, He'll direct your path. You'll know in your heart what's right and wrong. You'll hear from the Holy Ghost. You'll know if it's a red light or a green light or a yellow light. You'll know. Why? Because you're serving the one who knows it all. You're serving the one who owns the cattle on a bazillion hills. And if you got a need, Dad'll sell you a cow. Because He loves you. He wants you blessed. Amen. Spending time with Him. I tell you what, the more you do it, you'll sense His presence in greater measure. You'll listen to that inward witness on the inside, His presence in your heart, as you allow God to direct your path. Amen. Which brings me to number two, so that you're so cool that you got to wear shades. Number two, you need to, whoops, I went too far, didn't I? Do I not have that there? All right, you ready? You got to write it down, it's not on the screen. I think I got my screens out of order. Oh, hit me. Hang on. Nope, I skipped it. He's supposed to proof it. You didn't look at it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Melissa proofs everything, but I didn't catch it. All right, number two, you ready? It's on your handout. I put it on the handout on purpose. Number two, what are you supposed to do? Y'all see it right there on your paper. Well, shout it out loud. What are you supposed to do? You want to be so cool that you got to wear shades because your future's so bright? You need to be committed to God first. Amen. I said it, I kind of meddled a little bit, but you know what? Some people know a lot about other stuff, but they don't know nothing about Jesus. They can tell you anything that's crazy, far-fetched, and out of control. But boy, you corner them on a message of faith or what the Bible says about their healing, they can't quote it. I mean, if somebody held a gun up to you, could you quote the word? If they had you in front of a firing squad, could you talk about the victory that Jesus paid for you? Could you give them chapter and verse? Could you tell them beyond a shadow of a doubt the Holy Ghost is real? Can you tell them how to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Some people know a lot about stuff, but they don't know nothing about God and His Word. Yet they say, oh, I'm a Word of Faith man. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm a tongue talker. Glory to God. Do you do that? Is it real to you? I mean, when all hell breaks loose, are you going to quote the word? Or are you going to bellyache and whine and complain about, woe is me? If you ain't putting the goods in, the goods ain't going to come out when the trouble comes. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, delight yourself in Him. So in the handout, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you what?
Desire.
The desires of your heart. Proverbs 29:18 says, happy is he who keeps the law. You've got to be committed to keeping this word in your heart, growing and seeking after Him. You want your faith to develop and grow? You need to put His word first. Amen. You put His word first. Glory to God. This morning and the other day, I remember what it was, I went into town to meet with a fella. Actually, I saw the mayor. But I was playing the song we sang today. Ricardo Sanchez sang that song. And it's such a powerful song. You're so worthy. You're fairer than 10,000. You are lovelier by far. You need to delight yourself in who He is. See, God wants you happy and blessed, but you got to delight yourself in Him. Which brings me to the last point where you can be so cool that you got to wear shades every day of your life. You need to speak your faith. Speak your faith. The Bible says here that God has dealt to every man the what? Measure of faith. He didn't give you two measures. He didn't give you three. Although, if you go to First Church, they're going to sit there and go, well, you know, you need to ask the Lord for more faith. That's not even scriptural. Even the, even, Even one of the folks that came up to Jesus, Lord, help me in my unbelief. Right? We have to develop that faith. He didn't give you two or three. He gave you the measure, one. And that measure of faith is all that you'll ever need. It is it. That's all you'll ever need, but it's up to you to develop it. It's up to you to cause it to grow. But a lot of folks are really bad when it comes to speaking and growing their faith. They'll say things, you know, well, you know, I just didn't happen. God didn't see fit to do this for me. Really? Where does it say that in the Bible? He didn't see fit to do it for me. And I'm not talking about Old Testament. You're not in that dispensation. Everybody wants to pull things from the old. You better get yourself in the new because you're under a new covenant. Amen. Amen. Well, there's two or three amens. You're under a new covenant that is far better. Far better. You don't have to look for the Holy Ghost to be upon. You have Him within. Far better. Far better. That's why you need to pray in the Holy Ghost more. You're more aware of His presence in your life. Amen. You know, the Bible says I'm a whosoever and I can have whatsoever. Mark 11:23. You know, my job is to live right and follow God. A lot of people just let things happen and they never firmly take a grip on themselves or their lives. I don't want to just let life happen. Folks, I don't know about you. Are you with me this morning? I mean, within you and me is the ability to speak and to declare your future. Amen. To speak and to declare your future. Because God's placed that measure of faith in you. Just like a tomato seed produces tomatoes, tomato plants, more and more fruit, it multiplies, right? It's amazing how much corn you can get off of one kernel. See, the more you develop your faith and grow, things multiply. Everybody say multiply. Amen. But here's the thing I want you to get today. Is this on the screen? Nope. But it's on your handout. Y'all look at your handout. Is Romans 12:6 on your handout? Well, I want y'all to read what that says. You ready? Romans 12:6 tells us to what? Prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Say it again. Prophesy according to the proportion of faith. I want you to notice it here that it says you do what? Prophesy. Everybody say that real loud. I prophesy. Say it again. I prophesy according to the proportion of whose faith? My faith. This is why you need to put the word first in your life. Because you can't believe something you don't know. You cannot believe for something you don't understand. You have to develop your faith. You have to speak to your own mountain. You have to decree and declare what belongs to you. I prophesy according to the proportion of my faith. Notice that it says that you do it. You do the declaring according to your proportion of faith. That word proportion, you study it, it means percentage. Percentage. How much are you increasing your percentage in your life? If you want something to grow, what are you going to do? You got to invest. Amen. Andrew's a good stock guy. He understands some things. And he's been doing it on his own. And God's done some producing in their lives. And it's been good, right? Have you made mistakes, though? Oh, yeah. You know? And but he's good at it. Other people who know he does this, they'll come and talk to him about it. And try to get him to do something with them on something. That happened a while back. And he was like, no. Because he's going to follow what the Holy Ghost tells him to do. And, you know, it's worked out really well. It's worked out really well. But he looks at the percentages, looks at the margins, he looks at what's going on, and he knows what's good to put something into so that it produces more. I don't know, you need to get this today. You want your faith to grow? You need to put some percentage into it. You got to invest in your own faith. What does that mean? You got to put the word in your mouth and speak it out. You got to invest in the margins. You got to invest in what belongs to you. You have to prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. The word prophesy means to predict. To predict. I'm predicting what I have. I'm predicting what's going to be. We have a lady that does stuff for us on our retirement stuff. But Andrew asked if I talked to her. No. I told her, please reinvest. Take my percentages, reinvest. I don't want to know. I pay attention when I get the statement in the mail. And if I have a question, I'll call. But for the most part, I want to keep investing in what works. How many of you know if it works, don't fix it? Amen. Let me say that again. That's just good Southern wisdom. If it works, don't fix it. If you spend your life wringing your hands, you never get past that fear. You'll constantly keep doing it. And a lot of people don't realize that's a learned habit. You learned it from your mama, you learned it from your daddy, and you keep doing the same old dad blame thing. Like the woman who cut the ends off the ham, and her daughter would cut the ends off the ham, put it in the pan. And finally her daughter asked her, said, Mom, why did you cut the ends off the ham? I do that all the time. Oh, honey, I just did it so it fits the pan. You don't have to cut the ends off for it to fit in your pan. That's a big pan. A lot of times we do the same things we grew up with because that's just the way we were taught. But how many of you know, if the Word of God says something, that's what you need to go with. Come on. You want your future to be bright? So did you got to wear shades because you're so cool? Well, then prophesy according to your faith. Prophesy, declare what's yours. Proportion, again, means percentage. Your percentage will grow as your word intake grows. Why? Romans 10:10 says, faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by?
The word
of God. See, your future is so bright, man, you got to wear shades. But what are you investing in? I'm going to invest in what the Word says for me, because that is what works. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Stand up on your feet. Say it with me. Say, my future,
is
so bright, so
bright.
I got to wear shades. Amen. I challenge you this week. Speak your faith. Grow in God every day. What you talk about today will be what you live in tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. What you talk about today will be what you live in tomorrow. I remember we were out grilling. Andrew's out there. I'm talking about our mama and how she'd get all fearful when the Iraq war was going on. And she sat just wringing her hands and, oh, I'm so afraid they're going to come over here and kill all of us. And I thought, where did you get that? I had to calm her down, have her relax. Amen. I said, what's the Bible say? Well, you know, what you have a diet with all the time is going to be the thing that rules your life. You better have a diet of what is stable. This is 100% stable. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging you today, folks. Your future is the brightest thing known to anybody because God made you special. Amen. He made you to speak your faith. He made you to dream. He made you to see more, to do more. He made you to be able to do anything you could put your mind to, your heart to, and speak your faith. The more you do it, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, the more you do this word, you're pushing yourself towards a future that's so bright and so wonderful. Man, all you got to do is put your shades on and say, thank you, Lord, I got it.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Bow your heads with me. Lord, we just thank you for your word today. Thank you, Lord. Our future is bright because of what you've done for us. Lord, we worship you right now. We thank you, Lord. Lord, for giving us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. Your word tells us that. Amen. Oh, that greater things can take place, as it says in Ephesians, by the power that works within us, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think by that power that works within us. Lord, we just thank you that you are the ruler of our heart. Lord, my way is your way. My way is your way. Your word is my way. My way is your way. I choose to follow you. I choose to follow you. I thank you, Lord, you're speaking to me. You're directing my steps. Lord, you have a path that's before me that's clear. Amen. You reveal things to me so I can go around the pothole. You reveal things to me so I don't tear things up because I can see ahead because your word speaks to me. Amen. Oh, day and night, as the scripture says, your word speaks to me. Your word speaks to me as I sleep, as I slumber. Your word enlightens me, speaks to me, show me things to come. Oh, I'm a king's kid, and I'm walking in the goodness and the greatness of God. I identify with who I am in Him. Hallelujah. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you go before me and you prepare the way. Surely goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life, and angels are set round about me. I got it made. I got it made. Hallelujah. Come on, shout that with me. I got it made. Come on, shout it with victory. I got it made. Come on, I got it made. Woo! Glory to God. You do. You got it made. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't even need to put you on a magazine cover for Virginia Slims because you can just say, I have come a long way, baby. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, Jesus and me. I'm a force to be reckoned with. And nobody can reckon with me because I got Him in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If you're in here today and you've been struggling, you know, it's time to make a decision once and for all. You're going to put the Word first. Make that decision. His Word is what sustains you, keeps you, and propels you. Put His Word first. If you're going through trouble, time to start speaking to your trouble. Speak to it. Speak to it. Command it to change. Command it to go. Speak to that mountain. Talk to it. You believe in God for something at your job? Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Put the word to it. Tell yourself every morning, I got the favor of God. Begin to quote scriptures. That bookmark's out in the bookstore. Begin to quote scriptures. I have the favor of God. You have the favor of God. Somebody in here, you've been struggling with an employer that's been really good to you. Well, you know what? Time to talk to God about that. Talk His word. Amen. Time for things to change. It's time for God to get involved. You get Him involved by speaking your faith. Prophesy your future. Amen. Make it cool so you got to wear shades. Hallelujah. If it's healing in your body, speak His word. Whatever it is, time to identify with what belongs to you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody looking around. If you're in here today, if you're watching online, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, boy, today's the best day of your life. Super Bowl Sunday, you get to receive the greater one and change things forever on the inside for you. All you got to do is ask Him into your heart. You ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. And in fact, we're going to pray together right now. And if it's you and you want to make things right, maybe you backslid in your heart, maybe you're not living for God like you should, maybe you've never made this decision. Boy, today's the day. Pray with me right now. Church, let's all pray together. Say it with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and I thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to die for me. I thank you that His blood was shed, and I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. Wash me white as snow. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Jesus, I believe you died for me. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me brand new. From this day forward, I will live all of my days for you. Thank you for saving me. And I thank you that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer,